Just overall thoughts on this performance, how you guys kind of used the last game against them to kind of prep for you guys this first game?
No, it's a process. It starts way before that, and it keeps on going like along the season. It's more the mindset that the guys have showed tonight. We know what the guys are capable of, and when it comes together, I think you get a good feel of it tonight. So very pleased with the performance of the team, the commitment, the mindset, the spirit that they've showed, and the buy-in. Again, they show that they want to play with pride. They want to play with our identity, with our game model, and they did it really well tonight.
How do you try to keep that similar to how things have normally gone when we'll bring it down?
Yeah, it's a challenge, but it's part of it. It's part of it, like it's part of football. You've got sometimes where you've got to deal with an unexpected situation, and not having the head coach on the bench is not something that you wanna deal with too often. But again, like the work that the guys have put in the past 10 days since we came back from a little break after the Leagues Cup, the mindset in training, the commitment, the hard work that the guys have put in pays off tonight. And again, it's not a one-off. It's about like consistency. And the message is clear during the week with the head coach, and the things that we work on are consistent, it shows on game day, and you don't have to do too much on the sideline to help the guys out, because that's the work that we do week in, week out.
There was a stretch about 10 minutes in the first half. You scored, got the penalty, converted the penalty, and then Sean cleared the ball right off the goal mound. It could have been 2-1, stays 2-0. It didn't seem like, or it seemed like that might have affected Cincinnati's morale from that point. Could you sense that sequence really sort of changed how they were maybe approaching the game?
I'd speak about it like in a different, for us it was like maybe the opposite. I think it galvanized the guys, like the game is dynamic. We speak a lot about momentum. The momentum can change very, very quickly in the game. So we score that goal, and straight after we consider a big opportunity. And again, it's part of the game to deal with big moments like that in both boxes. The guys did really well to deal with it. And we were able to keep the momentum going. So again, these are stuff that we work on during the week. These are stuff that we address, and these are stuff that the players are getting more used to and more mature about. So again, really pleased with the way we dealt with the momentum of the game tonight.
Emotionally, how nice is it to come back from the return to league action and then beat your biggest rival as easily as you did?
For this group, I would say like they've showed that each game matters. They're not taking any match as bigger than the other. Of course, it's a rivalry. Of course, it's a big derby, and of course, it means a lot to everyone. But the guys, they just want to keep trusting the process. They just want to perform like week in, week out, and that's the mindset that's been growing within the team, like that relentlessness about like trying to be great, trying to be good, trying to perform like week in, week out. And again, each team is in search of consistency. We're in search of consistency, and to start like that last part of the season is good for the group. The new players that have joined us recently have to be integrated like to the group, to the way we want to play. So it takes a bit of time. Him not starting tonight was also like part of that. Again, he came on and he shows that he can bring to the team his qualities. So again, like when you have guys like that, they can quickly like fit in and understand what we're trying to do. But it's still takes time, and it's still a process for all these guys that have joined us in that transfer window.
You mentioned the save that Schulte made where it was 1-0. There was a 25-30 minutes in the second half, it seemed like he didn't have to do much of anything. What was it that you were able to do that neutralized so much of their attack for a long stretch of the second half?
Yeah, Cincinnati is a great team in transition. They've got like a very offensive-minded front three and also very skillful. So like you've got to stay alert like all the time. So for us, it was about like rest defense. It was about like making sure that when we attack, we're set to defend right away and to either counter press or to either like win the ball back like a little bit deeper, like managing the defensive transition. I think the guys have been really good, like staying on task, staying aware of like their surroundings, stay aware of the players that were staying on top, because their front three at times don't defend too much to be a threat also in transition. And I think we stay close enough tonight to be able to deal with the transition in front of us and not too much in behind us. So I think that helped a lot in the game overall to manage their attack and to be able to stay in possession as high as possible on the pitch. We know the qualities of Aiden, and he's a young player. We tend to forget that he's a young player that still has a lot to work on. But tonight he shows like what he's capable of and his potential. So it was great to have him in midfield. It's not an easy role to play in a single pivot when you attack and to deal with that front three as well that moves a lot. I think he showed like on both sides of the ball that he's reliable and he can help the team. We did.
What was your reaction?
I won't speak about that.
FC Cincinnati has scored in all the three games this season. You kept Lucho pretty quiet. How were you able to do so?
Again, I think it's our structure when we attack. Like we speak a lot about like the way we attack defines the way we defend. When we attack well and we're able to organize the rest defense, organize the guys at the back to manage the transition and keep things in front of us, I think we can deal with the quality players that he is. So tonight we were able to keep things in front of us more and to be able to slow down their counterattack. So either by recovering the ball right away or by delaying and bringing numbers back. So. I must say again, credit to the guys for staying switched on and sticking to the plan and being alert in these moments, because we know how impactful it can be for them.
Do you have any message for the crew fans tonight, the Nordac, their energy that they brought?
Yeah, the fans have been amazing. I'm not the first one to mention that. It's been great to have them behind us. When we play home, you can feel the energy, and the guys feed off of that. So it's been great to have them like every game. Like I think the sellouts, they speak for itself, you know. So when you've got the fans behind us that are pushing you, I spoke about momentum earlier. It helps control the momentum. It helps like having that energy when you have to deal with the lows of the game. So it's been amazing. Everybody is so grateful to have them, and yeah, we're looking forward to seeing them for the next few games.
The last 10 minutes of games have been a little bit of an issue for the team, you know, closing out the game. What did you guys do a little bit tactical different this time than some of the other past games?
Again, I speak a lot about momentum. It's the way it goes. Game can go different ways, like moments can define also the games. Again, you can argue we've had the difficulty to manage end of games. We also scored some goals at the end of games. It's just momentum. It's just like moments that you need to control, like control the pace of the game, control the ball a little bit more. At the end of the game, when you're able to keep the ball in the opposition half and stay in possession to also organize, as I said, like the rest defense and manage the defensive transition, that helps you for sure. So I think tonight, that's what it was about, like in the second half overall, like coming back from halftime with a 2-0 lead. You want to be able to control, organize your shape offensively to be able to deal with the transition and deal with them defensively.
Speaking of scoring at the end of games, you talk about Jason's goal and what he's done in trainings and practices to get to where he's at now.
As I said, the guys work so hard, like in training. They really trust the process. There is no laying back in training. Guys are pushing. They're working really hard and they're working so on their craft as well. So a guy like Jason, he does extra. He's a young player as well. He needs to keep developing. He needs to keep improving. But it starts with his mindset. And when you show that mindset every day, for sure you're gonna get rewarded. So tonight it's a great reward. He's coming off the bench. He's making a difference at the end of the game. He's making it 3-0. And that's great for him. It's going to reinforce again all the work he's been putting in.